First of all, I want to say thanks to everybody who came to the festival yesterday. Thanks to everybody who worked, who volunteered. It was really a team effort, and it was a great celebration. So I just want to express my gratitude and what a great event it was for our parish family. Today's second reading is, I really like reflecting on it. We hear that the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, able to penetrate between bone and marrow and our spirit and our soul. It's a beautiful image. How powerful the Word of God is. And when I reflect on that sometimes, I like to think about other great weapons. Maybe a weapon we saw last night is the Astros pitching staff. How they carved up the Red Sox offense and only allowed 3 singles throughout the whole game. We'll see how that plays out, but that's very exciting. Another weapon that I think the Word of God can describe, and I think if St. Paul was writing it today, he would talk about it like this. The Word of God is as sharp as a lightsaber. It's able to cut between our bone and our marrow, able to get inside and be very, very precise. But that's what the Word of God is. It's sharp. It's powerful. It changes us. It moves in our soul and in our life. It is a powerful, powerful weapon. And the Word of God isn't something that is intended for us to get into our hearts and into our souls. You know, a lot of us have our sacred scripture, and I wonder, like, where do we put it? A lot of us might put it on our coffee table or might just put it on the bookshelf. I was talking to the kids at the school this week, and I said, what would you do with a Bible? And they're like, you'd carry it around and you'd tell people about it. I'm like, what about, you ever thought about, like, doing this with it? Like reading it? And they're like, well, but you know, Father, we're Catholic. And well, but the Word of God is something that's intended for us to open up, to chew on, to let the words of the Lord speak to us, to come into our hearts. It is a powerful, powerful gift. It's not something that we just leave on the shelf and like once every other month go, oh, let's get the dust off. It's meant to be something that's living and effective. And that is the gift that we've been given. One of the beautiful things about being Catholics, too, is that when we celebrate Mass, we hear the Word proclaimed. And then the Word made flesh is given to us in the gift of the Eucharist. And so the Word of God is a very, 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 very powerful gift. The Word of God is something that's intended for us to receive, to allow the Word of God to grow deep in our hearts and our souls. And you'll see from this image about how much of a tree is above ground versus how much of it is in the root system. For the Word of God to be living and affected, it's got to take deep root in our heart. It's got to take deep root in our souls and in our lives. We've got to allow the Word of God to become a part of who we are so that we can be rooted and grounded in Him and live a life full of love and live a life full of joy. In the Gospel today, we hear the story of the rich man who comes to Jesus and says, look, I know all that's contained in this book. I know about the law. I know the commandments. I know how I'm supposed to live my life. But what else am I supposed to do? And Jesus gives him a pretty tough challenge. He says, all right, this is what I want you to do, sir. You seem pretty rich. Why don't you sell everything you have and follow me? And the guy's like, I can't do that. But the Lord invites us to look at our lives. And He invites us to say, well, what is it in our life that's keeping us from growing in holiness? Like, what can we give away? What can we get rid of? What can we do different so that we can follow the Lord? The Lord tells him, sir, it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than it is for somebody rich to enter into heaven. Yikes. It's pretty scary. Now, when we look at the scripture here, some scholars say, yeah, Jesus is talking about a literal eye of a needle. That's pretty tiny for a big camel to pass through. But other scholars will say, well, he's talking about the eye of the needle. It's a like side passage door into Jerusalem. It's a door that's probably about the size of maybe a fifth grader can get through. But when you think about a 7-foot camel that weighs 1,000 pounds getting through that little door, that's pretty tough to do as well. But whatever the meaning of this scripture is, it's a good reminder to us to ask the question, what are we holding on to? What are we carrying? Are we holding on to our wealth and our riches and not willing to let go of it? Because if we aren't, it's going to be really, really hard to pass through that hole, that gate, that narrow needle of the heavenly kingdom. And so we're called to look into our own lives and say, what is it that I'm carrying? What is it that I'm dealing with? What is it that I'm holding on to? Is that keeping me from being able to live a life of holiness? Most of us live our lives like this, carrying a whole bunch of stuff, carrying a lot of things, and a lot of it we don't need. A lot of us remember the post-hurricane, if we got flooded, we remember we lost a lot of stuff that we realized we really didn't need that. But it's not just stuff that we hold on to. It's life journey. It's pain. It's sorrow. It's sadness. It's the inability to forgive. It's anxiety. We carry a whole lot of stuff. And if we carry a whole lot of stuff, it's hard to pass through the gate of holiness. And so what the Lord is inviting us to do is look into our lives and ask ourselves, what is it that I don't need? What am I carrying on to? What stuff do I have that's a distraction? Because the Lord says, look, what you really need is to let the Word of God that's living and effective come into your life. What you really need is you need His love. You need His peace. And that's what He invites us to do. The young man in the gospel decides, I can't do this. He goes away sad because he can't follow what Jesus is asking him to do. He can't give up all of those material things that he thinks very important to him. The Lord doesn't want us to be sad. He doesn't want us to go away sad. He wants us to go away with love. And in the psalm that we sang today, we said, the Lord fills us with love so that we can be filled not with sadness, but with joy. We are called to be a people of joy. And the only way that we can do that, the only way that we can live our lives with joy, is by following Jesus. By getting rid of those things in our lives that distract us. By getting rid of those things that keep us from being able to grow closer to the Lord's love. So as we pray today, we ask the Lord to help us to stay rooted to His Word. To stay rooted to the message that He has for us. So that we can get rid of all those things in life that keep us from focusing on Him. And we ask the Lord to help us so that we can live a life of joy.